Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Chaf Dalet of Masech de Shavuos. Some of the topics we're learning about include Shavuos Lo Eichel Va'Ochel Eichlin She'ein Ruin La'Achila. If one swore not to eat and then ate food that is not fit for consumption, Shavuos Lo Eichel Va'Ochel Nevelas U'Treifes Shkatzim B'Ramasim. If one swore not to eat and then ate forbidden foods, this may depend on whether Chashuvi Achshavei one shows that he considers it food. Ein issa chalal issa, a prohibition is not effective regarding a previously prohibited item. The Gemara discusses two possible exceptions. Kol dvam hamutar im dvam hasurin. If one explicitly included both permitted and forbidden foods in the oath, since the oath is effective regarding the permitted food, it is effective regarding the forbidden food as well. For example, ha'echel nevela b'yom kippur, whether one violates the prohibition against eating on Yom Kippur if he eats nevela, since the issa of Yom Kippur was effective regarding permitted foods. Issa meisif. Second prohibition can forbid a previously forbidden item if it now becomes forbidden in a new way. For example, chaylev shel kodesh. It's forbidden to eat certain fats. If the animal was kodesh and then became nicer, it's now forbidden to burn it on the mizbeach. Therefore, the prohibition against eating nicer applies as well.